Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Faith trusts God's promises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What is faith? How would you explain it to a friend at recess or lunch? Here's a simple way to think about it. Faith means being 100% sure that God will do what He says, even if you can't see it yet. A long time ago, there was a man named Abraham. He and his wife were really old, too old to have kids. But God told Abraham he would have a son. That sounded impossible. But Abraham trusted God's promise anyway. And guess what? God kept His promise. Abraham had a son named Isaac. But that's not the only promise God kept. God also promised to send a Savior. And He did. He sent Jesus, who paid for our sins, rose from the dead, and opened the door to heaven. God did exactly what He said He would do. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That means even when life feels confusing or scary, faith holds on to God's promises. It says, I don't know how this will work out, but I know God will help me. He always does. God has promised so many good things to His children, that He will always be with them, that He will protect them, and that He will take them to heaven someday. That's what faith believes, even when it's hard to see. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is the one who helps people trust those promises. He works through God's Word to help believers say, God's got me. I trust Him. So, what is faith? It is being completely sure God will do everything He promised, the things we hope for, like heaven, and the things we can't always see, like how He helps and protects us every day. We pray to God. Dear God, thank You for giving us faith to trust Your promises. Help us hold on to Jesus and look forward to heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.